But not letting beavers do what they naturally do is actually a terrible idea because they're incredibly helpful to the ecosystem. And when man comes in and decides where it wants to put its own dams, it's often not like put the dams where the beavers build dams because they know.
Jenny found a magic street tarot card. We dish bad beavers and spirit animal beavers and what it all means to our natural world. And finally, Jenny pulls two mysterious tarot cards in honor of Imbolc Day. Saint Bridget would approve. I like that.
So I think folks were just really focused on getting through 2025. It was a very, very muddled energy, and we've talked about this before on other episodes, that it was in numerology, it's a nine-year cycle, and 2025 is a nine, so it was literally like the end of lots and lots and lots. And one of the things that I've been focusing on for the last 2 years, really, but really, really a lot last year, was trying to dump as much karma as I possibly could. Releasing as much old stuff and helping, the earth release as much old stuff. I mean, she didn't need my help. She's over there with her earthquakes and her volcanoes and stuff, which is all her releasing this old energy. But we're really coming into, like, we don't have to extend the things that we had set up for ourselves in the past. Like really anything is possible at this point. So when I think about like the rest of winter, for me, it really is just wrapping up whatever healing, because everything is in support of release, 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 and clearing as much runway as possible so that I can just leave it all behind, man, and like get into building, because I think that's my mission for forever moving forward. I was always a builder, but this is a different build and it's a specific kind of build. And I just want it to be as clear as possible so that I'm not, caught up in thinking about past stuff because it doesn't exist anymore. It's all been let go of. And then it's just us that has to like remember, that, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to behave that anymore. I don't have to carry that anymore. So that's what's coming in for me. What about you?
It's really interesting. I think it's just worth noting that beavers during the winter make food caches by pushing branches into the mud underwater. So it is their time to just store food as much as possible. And because I didn't bring this up when I should have brought this up, Trey, but beavers are one of the animals that I actually work with.
Oh, you're kidding. That's
No,
awesome.
I have a beaver foot and a beaver skull on my altar, and it's
That's
never like I
awesome.
chose to work with beavers. It's more they're like I got called to beaver items, and I was like, wow, I'm getting called to beaver energy. And I think it's important that you had a vision of bad beavers, because I
Bad
think right
beavers.
now is really
Bad.
the time for us to call in the good beavers, and to like call in our inner beavers. And like realize the period of building that's about to come up, whether it's this
Yes.
year or in the next 5 years. And right now is just that time to store food, and just store food into the water and get ready for spring to hit. Because spring, man, we're gonna be going at those trees. We're gonna be redirecting the water the way it needs to go, building dams. And so I guess for me, one of the things that came through for me really, really, really heavy on the trip was that I need to start grounding more. I need to ground more. Actually dedicate good time, not just clearing. Clearing's okay, but specifically grounding. Because I don't ground myself enough. And it would really, really, really help with everything else that I've got going on in my life right now, specifically all the body work that I'm trying to do. And I think that body work is really going to kick off in spring. I'm still doing it now. I'm still doing what I can now. But like, yeah, I need to start grounding more, and I really need to spend time grounding myself. I think it is something that I'm not very comfortable doing, and so I need to get more comfortable doing it. And yeah,
So
I'm very much called to the beaver for that.
I love it. Called to the Beaver. And also there's all kinds of fun jokes in there. As a Gen Xer, I can't stop myself. So
Of course.
I will walk away, ladies and gentlemen. But the call to the Beaver, how fantastic. And yes, I want this for you. So a couple of things in there. And I should give the websites that I'm pulling from. So the Saint Bridget's information came from atlasobscura.com. And then I looked up like beaver symbology in the Native American culture, and that I went to the Kachina House. So beaver is a symbol of perseverance, resourcefulness, and hard work, known for its ability to adapt to its environment and create dams that not only benefit itself but also the ecosystem around it. Sorry, that's a side note. I will refrain from tangenting. But not letting beavers do what they naturally do is actually a terrible idea, because they're incredibly helpful to the ecosystem. And when man comes in and decides where it wants to put its own dams, it's often not like put the dams where the beavers build dams, because they know. So they represent like the ideal community member. So obviously they work in teams. I mean, big time, in teams working towards a common goal. And I very, very much feel that those of us, light workers, whatever you want to call yourself, we know what the goal is, and we are now finding our place in how to support this goal coming into being. I feel like the conversation for a very long time has just been, we knew, like, we've talked about this a whole bunch on this website that or on this podcast, that I always knew I was part of the rebuild team, and I had to wait in order for the end of the destruction to happen, so that we could come in. And I'm tr a trillion times not the only one who was part of the rebuild. I mean, you're part of the rebuild. So anyway, so the common goal, like the beaver, is great to rally around the common gold. And then I also want to say with this one other piece. So the beaver is said to be a spirit animal that represents the power of adaptability. It symbolizes wisdom, and it's constantly working to build and create the life it desires. Oh, no wonder the beaver calls you Jenny. This is like so perfect for you. Oh my gosh.
I think it's really fascinating that beavers like just get a tick that water needs to be redirected. Like, how do they know? What do they know that we don't know? What spirits of the land are they connected with that tell them like, hey, like redirect the water that way, like how does that work? It's fascinating.
Because there's not a lot of other animals that do that kind of work. Beavers are architects, and they use tools, and like, yeah, and to be able to come back to the same spot generationally, I'm also fascinated in, because they do tend to keep the dams. But then when, like if there's storms and the climate changes, they will actually disassemble the dam, and go elsewhere. That like they don't survive without their dams. And I think that people, when they think of dam, they think of repressing water, but it's not. It's redistributing resources so that the ecosystem can thrive better. Beavers are geniuses.
Yeah, they're so good. And God, what do we need more right now in our country than a redistribution of resources? Like that is the number one thing that we are requiring right now.
Boy, I tell
But
you.
yeah, but
And
yeah.
please know, those beavers, like they were co-opted into the demonic beavers like
The
mission.
damned beavers, if you
The
will.
damned beavers. Oh my God. So like we released all of the little energies that were kind of holding the little the good beavers, because all beavers are good. They were holding them kind of hostage and making them work. And then Archangel Michael came in and took care of the big damned beaver.
So good.
Yes. How funny that that came
Yes.
up. But again, there's no coincidences. Like everything is always
No.
working in concert. Sometimes we are able to receive that, and sometimes we're not.
Yeah, it's very, very lovely messages coming through the world for us, which, speaking of, we now have a card pull to do.
Excellent. Let's do it.
I will also say that yesterday I did a three-card pull with this deck when I first got it while I was tripping, and it was a good pull. And then at the end of the night, I had to clean out my car before my rave. And while I was cleaning out my car, I found a tarot card on the ground. That wasn't
What?
mine. Yeah, just
What?
I found a tarot card on the ground in the
Wow.
street, and it was the Four of Swords, which is the time of rejuvenation and rest. And then I lost the card. I don't know what I did with it. I might have
Yeah.
thrown it
Well, it
away, or it
wasn't
might have,
yours. It
yeah, it
was,
wasn't
yeah.
mine, but
The
like it
message
was,
was received.
yeah. So I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, I love it. All
Just
I ever get are
worth noting.
coins.
Coins are
You got it. Oh,
valid.
yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was feeling extremely disassociated from the world and was having a really hard time earning money, the angels would leave me coins all over the place, just be like, "We got you. We got you. We see you. All is not
Wow.
hopeless."
Did it help your morale?
Well, as much as 25 cents can when you can't make rent.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was very angels' love language is like tasks. So I think it made them feel really good to be able to do that for me.
So I just want to know, what does the rest of winter bring for Trey and I?
It's very exciting. It's a joint pool, folks.
Well, and we got two cards.
All right.
So it's p possible one of these cards is for me and one of these cards is for Trey.
We shall
Or
see.
they're both for both of us and we just won't know. Okay. First card, Six of Cups. And it did come in the reverse, but I don't know if it's going to be reversed or not. I
Okay.
still haven't decided if reverse exists in this deck, so we will read it together and then decide if we want it to be reversed.
Okay. Was that a crow looking in a mirror? I couldn't
Yeah, it
make
was a
it
little
out.
crow looking in a mirror, and
Oh.
there's a little goblet behind it.
So particularly reverse because mirrors flips information. Hmm.
Interesting. What does it say?
And this one stands for what? The four of something or
Six of Cups.
six of cups. Thank you, thank you.
Six of Cups. Out of the night, a sudden vision startles you, your very own reflection. It seems impossible that you are being. That you are the being you spy on in the looking glass. You wonder when things change so drastically. Let your mind drift back to the times you remember the joys of those rose color of the rose-colored world. Be kind to yourself. Remember yourself as you were before things became sour. Keywords are memories, simpler times, innocence, nostalgia, and naivete.
Okay, that does not pertain to me. I do not resonate with that card at all. Does it resonate with you?
Well, it depends on if we're, I mean, because this is a future pull, right? So, like, these are both future cards. So, who knows if this is what it's calling for us to do, and calling for us to allow yourself to drift back to the joys of the rose-colored world. My feeling, especially with how dark these cards are, is that it is the reverse.
Okay.
And the reverse would kind of, to me, mean more of like we're reflecting on how shitty the world is right now, where it's like it's not us that's spying on us, it's the world. And
Shadow work, always, right? Like the reverse to me is always shadow work.
And it's like allow you yourself, oh my gosh, it's right there. What is it saying? It's saying like allow yourself to come back to seeing yourself in a positive light, because we're not able to see the joys of the rose-colored world, but still be
Ooh,
kind to
that's good,
yourself.
Jenny.
Yeah, I think
Nice.
still be kind to yourself is still very much the theme for both of
Yeah.
us, and it's something that both of us have to work on. But I will also say that be kind to yourself was like the theme of my trip, so I wouldn't be surprised if that was for me.
Love it. Yeah, and the reason that it didn't respond or resonate with me is like there was no rose-colored past for me. Like if anything, like this is
Same,
the best it's
bestie.
ever been, man, and it's purely due to all the work that I've done to get to have reprieves from depression and to not have had a significant PTSD triggering. And like I should go look, but like it's been a minute. Like this is literally as good as my life has been, and it's while the rest of the world is burning down. How about them apples?
Well, and I feel like that speaks to the reverse of the card as well,
Mm.
where it's talking about like you don't have a rose-colored world to return to. You've had to build this version of yourself up, and just remember that. Like, remember how what you've built. Realize how much you've worked to get here, and be kind to yourself. That idea of looking in the mirror and asking yourself, "How did things get here?" And the card right side up means it in a bad way, but in the card reverse means it in like a, how did we get here? Like, how did we get this far? Like, truly, how did we get this far? So I feel like it's very much in the spirit of Imbolc.
The A train. I took the A train. But this also resonates with what you were saying about your trip, your mushroom trip, that your higher self was talking to you, like, look at how far you've come. Like, look at all the things that you have done for yourself, and to recognize that you've really invested a tremendous amount of hard work, not just for to be in a place of like self-awareness, because I don't think you've ever not been self-aware, but to also to start to benefit from, it's harvest for you right now. It's a beautiful time for you right now.
I mean, ideally it should be. I think it's going to be more beautiful, but I have to just survive the rest of winter. But yeah, I agree. It's very in line with my trip, which leads to the second card, which was also reverse, the Eight of Wands.
I thought it was palm trees, but it's crows on the
No.
top of like poles or something.
Sticks. Yeah, it just sticks in the ground.
Crows on sticks, more firewood.
Crows on sticks, more wood imagery. This is probably yours, Trey.
It's all
Okay,
about wood
Eight of
tonight,
Wands.
man.
Okay. And this was also reverse. Out of the weeds they rise, their purchase shooting up into the sky in defiance. In defiance of the brambles they grew out of. Between heaven and earth, they are noble birds ready to fly free. You feel an itch between your shoulder blades, and you could swear that trembling beneath your skin, ready to unfold and carry you into the clouds, you feel your own magnificent wings. Keywords are taking to the sky, rapid growth, extreme intensity, and coordination.
Yeah, that's me right now. Like, since I took my mushroom trip, it has lingered. It has resonated. Yeah, that one I definitely got. Are you connecting to it as well?
Not as much.
I feel like you did a lot of taking flight last year. And I don't know if it was taking flights so much as it was like, I don't know, renting a big truck and barreling through some stuff. But you got to where you were going. Yeah, for me, like I'm no longer worried, Jenny. Like I'm not worried.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where the reverse comes in. And maybe it's not reverse because they're both facing the computer like this. So maybe that's how they're meant to be. But this idea of taking to the skies, of just like, just letting the wind carry you up now, because you've done all the work, despite the place that you've come from. You're up here now. And the wind will just guide you up there. So yeah, that makes sense to me. That makes sense. Definitely your card.
All right, so you're the rose colored. So what does that pertain to? What's the rose color?
Makes sense, especially if the world, if they're just like, when I view the world how it actually is, I have a hard time surviving in it, and versus when I allow myself to still see the beauty in everything. That's when I can thrive a little bit more. And so just allowing myself to get back to the point of like seeing how beautiful the world is and how much potential and hope it has, versus the pessimism I've been drowning in. So yeah, that makes sense. That
That makes
tracks.
sense. Okay. And I think this also leads back to the grounding thing, because grounding isn't just like getting ourselves like in our bodies and living, this human meat suit life, but it's also grounding to our natural world. So for you, like what kinds of grounding things do you think you're gonna try to do for yourself?
Breath work for sure. I need to do more breath work. I need to do more breath work where I involve my cords and cord branching out and then cord pulling in, I think are big ones that I need to do, especially working with my root chakra more. I think would help a lot. And then going on walks more. I have to go on my walks more. And grounding myself before the walks as best as I can so that I can go on the walks. But yeah, that's how I'm going to ground myself.
Yeah, it's perfect. I think it's perfect. Is it going to be warm enough, or do you care about how cold it is where you live for your walks?
I have enough jackets to make it work. So it's just a matter of ice. If there's ice on the ground, then it's no go.
And ice in general, no go.
Yeah, that's true. That too. But yeah, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
Right on. Well, how lovely, and how lovely that this was how we got to give some honor to Saint Bridget.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I do think
Definitely.
like the healing stuff is going to be, I mean, I've been saying it for a while now that the only mission is clearing, like clearing, clearing, clearing.
Yeah.
And another word for clearing is healing. So I think it's
Mm.
awesome that we're ushering in 2026 with somebody whose focus is healing and getting us to higher consciousnesses. So yay, well done.
Yeah. Yay, good episode. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for joining
Hopefully
us,
this will be
everybody.
releasing around the holiday of Imbolc and St. Bridget's Day. We hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers. Meow, meow.
Cheers, meow, meow.